Call now to get your tree questions answered by ISA certified arborist John Eisenhower of Integrity Tree Service.
So one of the ideas and feedback when we asked what more could we at Rosie on the Husk be doing for y'all, and it was bringing more visuals into the radio broadcast. And we actually had a homeowner email us in this morning, what is this? And it's a very very interesting shaped tree. And you said it's a
Eucalyptus spathiolata.
Eucalyptus spathiolata.
It's a narrow leaf gimlet. How's that?
Gimlet?
A gimlet.
What's a gimlet?
It's an Australian tree. It's one of many eucalyptus tree varieties, and it's awesome. It's really unique because it has kind of this bronze-colored smooth bark. It's way cool. And you don't see them too often at the nurseries, but if you're interested in putting in a larger tree in your landscape, this would be one of my top selections. It's really durable. A lot of eucalyptus are known for branch breakage. They're called widow makers, you know, because like the Eucalyptus camaldulensis throws branches at any given time. Doesn't even have to have the wind blowing. Just from the diameter development of the branches, they get too end heavy, and they'll drop branches at unknown times. So, and this tree is really strong structurally as well. So it's, you know, for eucalyptus, it's probably the best. I would love them. And it, just like I said, your listener. Send in that picture. That'd be a great one to post to the...
Well, I'm working on it right now, and that's the one difficult thing. We would need one more person on the team in real-time posting.
Because you want me to post it?
It's way too distracting.
Yeah, I'll post it.
You'd be putting sticky notes on the computer screen. Yeah, post it.
Post it. I posted it.
Yeah, if you have a chance to look that tree up, too, and it'll... and find a close-up of the bark, too. Maybe we can post one of those.
Is that a really messy tree with shedding all that bark all the time?
Every eucalyptus is good. No, it doesn't have the exfoliating bark like a lot of the eucalyptus. So, yeah, that's another drawback of some of the eucalyptus species. Species have what's called exfoliating bark, and every year they put on new bark, and they shed all the old bark, and you'll have sometimes a pile a foot deep at around the base of the trees. With the bark coming down. So, no, this spathiolata does not have that characteristic. So,
well, we appreciate the email from Rebecca. Let's get back to Frank. He had started asking a question about a palm, and we went to the break, and he said, sounds like he has a queen palm.
Yeah, those little acorn-shaped orange fruits are actually sounds like a palm, a queen palm. Queen palms are not really well adapted to the low desert, but they are so popular because they have this elegant drooping fronds that look really tropical, and people love them around pools. And they do okay for the first 6 or 8 years. After that, they can have nutrient problems, and we don't recommend putting them in for that reason because they're kind of short-lived, at least in good health. But, yeah, the birds love those little fruits. In fact, we've eaten them ourselves, too. If they ripen... when we're trimming the trees, we'll often eat those little, and they taste surprisingly like an apricot. They look about the same color, but they have this kind of unique, it's not like an apricot, but it's a similar type of a flavor. And, they're kind of cool. I can see why the birds like them.
Well, we appreciate the call, Frank, in Tucson, if you'd like to join the conversation, 1-888-767-4348, and we'll get to calls after bottom of the hour news. We've got a couple more talking points here to run down to keep everyone on time and up to date with current tree maintenance.
Well, regarding pruning, this time of year we recommend a really light hand with pruning, no matter what you're trimming, whatever trees you're touching, because of the risk of sunburn. And trees need that protection of their foliage on the outside to protect the bark from too much sun. But if you do have trees that are really, really heavy and you didn't get the pruning done earlier in the summer and you're just concerned because of the monsoon, it would be better for you to run the risk of some sunburn if the option is going to be losing the tree to major storm break, storm damage. But if you're going to do any kind of pruning right now, I recommend a real simple process. You go out and you look at your tree, and you know it's kind of leggy and it's sort of, you know, hanging heavily on some of the sides or the top. Go to the furthest branch on the plant, the one that's the longest and the leggiest, and follow that branch back to the interior to a point of attachment inside the tree or to a side branch that's at least one-third the diameter of the one you're cutting. And make your cut there, and that way you're alleviating the end weight out on the branch. That gives you the most bang for your pruning buck, so to speak. Dr. Ed Gilman did a lot of research on hurricane winds, and if you're
Doctor who?
Dr. Ed Gilman at the University of Florida said if you're going to make a pruning cut and you want to get the most bang for your buck, it's the reduction cut, that is cutting the end of the branch off back to a side branch somewhere inside the tree. Rather than going to the inside of the tree and stripping out the middle of the tree, that's a bad practice. Although, it's sort of counterintuitive. People think, I want to strip out the inside of the tree to make it, let the wind blow through it. But if you've done that at the neglect of the outer third of the canopy, that outer third, those branches are kind of like big lion tails. They've got nothing on the inside of the tree, but you have this heavy end weight out on the ends. And the ends of those branches collect the force of the wind, and they end up breaking. You need to reduce the overall size of the top and sides of the tree and leave the inside alone for now for protection from sun. And you'll have a much happier tree and make it through the monsoon.